Spitballs of Fire.
Hiya!
It's a beautiful Saturday night here in South Bend. How's everybody doing?
It's actually Friday night.
Yes, it is Friday
night.
Oh,
shit.
You have a problem with days, don't you?
I know. Well, I had a day off, so...
Oh, here we go.
What, last Friday? Or you had another Friday? Oh, my God.
Well,
how'd you manage that?
I actually had a legitimate excuse. I had a dental appointment.
So you took the entire day?
Yeah. Well, it was at 11, so I'm like, I'm not coming in, driving back.
You know what I did when I got, I had like 2 teeth removed, and I showed up to work at like 6 in the morning, left at 10 in the morning, got my teeth pulled, came back, and finished out the rest of the day.
Dude, you are a boss.
You're a boss.
But I have a story that'll beat you. Not a personal one, it's actually one I heard today. Working with this guy, and we got on the subject of burns or whatever, and he's like telling me, he's like, yeah, I used to work over at this like acid washing plant for parts or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I was down there fixing nozzles on steam pipes, and the guy on the shift before me forgot to tell me that he took off the grating above the acid pool. So he's just walking, and apparently he fell hip deep
into acid?
on his left leg. Into boiling acid, not just acid, but boiled temperature acid.
Man, so I know. Like a pussy compared
exactly,
to your little burn.
Exactly. So I look at it, I go, man, how long were you out of work? Like a year? He goes,
2 hours,
2 days.
Did he become the
he's
famous?
It's like it eroded to the bone, and I came back in 2 days.
Did he become the famous villain known as Two Legs?
I hope so.
What?
Don, if you're listening to this podcast, please.
Who the fuck is Two Legs?
Please, can
like
I call
two-face.
You Two Legs?
Oh, Two Legs.
No, like.
Apparently,
right, every morning he'd go in and his work paid for, like, a nurse or something. He'd come into work every day and they would strip him and put all new bandages and whatever fucking cream that they put on there for burns, and he would work the entire day with a burned leg.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, dude!
Hey, man, it's like that video of the guys landing on D-Day. Harden the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah, life's not that bad. Just harden the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you storm
whatever
the beach?
Whatever you think is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't even hold a conversation with a guy. Because I'd be like, man, today was just terrible work. And then this guy would be like,
oh, yeah, I was in Korea.
Well, yeah, they'll just be like, June 6, 1944. I landed on Omaha Beach in fucking France or wherever it was. And I'm just like, and he's just like, the Germans were just shooting down at us. It was fish in a barrel.
And then I came home and I worked for 30 years, didn't miss a day.
Yeah. Like, made love to my wife every night.
Okay, well.
Popped out like 4 kids.
Maybe I shouldn't go back to work after my dental appointment.
Yeah. So harden the fuck up,
yeah,
Kyle.
Fuck. Well, it really wasn't about me being hard. It was just the fact that I could take the time off.
Well, you're a government employee, so.
It's true. The government, I'm just weaving my way slowly but surely into the grid.
God damn it.
Hey, but I just wanted to thank you guys on the air. I thank you guys a lot. You know, when we're hanging out as friends, but I just want to thank you personally for paying for my salary. Thank you.
Oh,
Gary.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
You're not that welcome. Not at all.
I figured that I would not be, but you know what?
I feel partially responsible.
Yeah, you are partially responsible.
I did. I helped create this monster.
Actually, Matt, you should be thanking Gary for the times that he paid your salary all those years.
It's true.
What? Yeah, fucking pay it forward right now. Come on, get those wallets out, guys.
Listen, I didn't watch my buddies play Call of Duty in the sand.
Hey, man, I didn't make the current structure, okay? I wasn't alive when the forefathers came and made this great land of ours.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure exactly what the military is right now is what they had in mind.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we could look at other things, too, though. That's not just the military.
Let's get going here. Kyle, do your intro.
Hey! No, I'm just kidding. So, sorry for fucking that up, guys. It is, in fact, Friday. Friday night. Beautiful Friday night. We're coming straight into your ear holes.
From a basement.
I am once again with my lovely lads, Gary
esteemed,
and Matt.
Esteemed colleagues.
I wouldn't call it. There's
I like
not
associates
much
a lot
going
better.
On around here. Okay, what do you guys want to start with? I have a new thing to this.
You're driving this
off.
Boat right now. You're captain it.
I want to play a game with you guys.
Ooh.
If but not the game we were playing last weekend at the party.
So we turn out the lights we'll and play what, Who's in My Mouth? Or
well, no, we're not going to be playing Gay Chicken. Okay. That's for sure.
Jesus
Christ. I just feel like we need a lot more mics, and the logistics of it would just be insane.
Logistics?
Okay, so.
Just throwing words
movie,
out there.
Movie, logistics is a word, man.
I know.
Okay.
So is extemporaneously.
Yeah, that's right. All right. So I'm gonna play a game with you. I'm going to call it Movie Mind Meld. You like this?
All right. I'm interested.
Okay. I shoot both of you a movie title. It's going to be a fake movie title that I made up. And you try to guess what's it about by trying to get inside my brain.
Okay. Let's have a limit on this. So, like, say, like, 1 minute or less.
All right. You guys ready?
All right.
The first one is called No Shirt, No Shoes. What do you think it's about?
I'm going to feel like it's an indie movie. It's about a guy who, like, is homeless currently, and then someone else, like, finds him, and then they find out he has, like, a super hidden talent that he just has to show off to the world, and then, like, it has a really, it's kind of comical, but then, like, right towards the end, it gets that, like, sappy, sad moment, and then everything, like, resolves itself cleanly with him, like, getting an awesome job somewhere, and no longer having to worry about no shoes, no shirts. No shirts. No shoes, no
well,
shirts.
He's going to worry about it, right?
Yeah. Well, that's how the whole movie starts. Right, like, right. He tries to go into a place, and they're like, hey, bro,
yeah.
If you look like a bum and you don't have a shirt and shoes,
an outcast to
get
society.
The fuck out. Yeah.
Good stuff. Gary, what do you think?
I think it's an aspirational movie about a surfer who owns a fucking convenience store called No Shoes, No Shirt. And he's trying to save up a bunch of money to buy a fucking badass board. To enter this fucking surfing conference.
So he owns his own business?
Yeah.
But he can't buy a surfing board?
Well, I mean, you know, money's tight.
Plot hole!
God damn it!
I didn't mean to, like, but that was just, like, a really bad one.
Maybe.
Okay, just say he needs money to actually enter a professional surfing
there
contest.
There you go.
All right, yes.
It's like a no-holds-bar, like, high-stakes... Surfing tournament. 50 G's to get in.
We're gonna spin the chamber on this gun.
And no, to make it more accessible to like the wider audience, he's doing it because his foster mom is about to lose her house and she has cancer and he's gotta win this competition.
Not only is she losing her house because of cancer?
Yes. Because she can't work anymore.
Man, cancer is a son of a bitch.
Fuck you, cancer.
Yeah. I know, right?
So he's got to win the grand prize. The grand prize to pay for not only her treatment, but also to keep the house from being foreclosed. That's, you know, threw a little Happy Gilmore in there, you know?
That's a beautiful
inspiration. No, I like it.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Matt, I would say you're the closest, per se. Okay, ready?
Wait, you actually have a...
Yeah, a synopsis, yes.
Oh, yes. There's a right or wrong here.
Why would I just ask you questions and then just not have
To see where our mind goes.
Well, I mean, I like where you guys' minds are going.
I just like the fact that I can write a movie in, like, a minute.
You guys both did a wonderful job. You guys didn't guess mine, but I would say that they're both better than my idea. And this is why we do things like that. Okay, mine was an overstressed environmental lawyer leaves his Phoenix high-rise to spend the summer with his father, a beach bum living in a small California town.
Nice. I like that.
No shoes.
And then I have Joseph Gordon-Levitt as the corporate lawyer and David Duchovny as the beach bum.
Ooh, I like it.
I like it.
I like David Duchovny's role.
Yeah.
I can totally see him beach bumming.
It would work out because Joseph Gordon-Levitt is 33, David Duchovny is 53, so it would work out.
Dude. I have Tom Hardy.
He's coming.
As the bum. And I have...
What?
He'd play too much of an intense bum. Though.
And I have Shia LaBeouf as the man who finds his secret talent.
Oh, you know, your story. Okay. Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah, definitely. No, Tom Hardy's going to come up later.
I probably have Matthew McConaughey as the surfer.
Only because we just watched Mud.
I know.
Dude. You guys did just watch Mud? Yeah. What'd you think?
Well, I'm the only one that actually made it all the way through.
I liked it a lot, dude.
Gary pulled his fucking smoke screen disappearing act like a third of the way through.
Why, did he get drunk or what?
No, he just decided to go play video games.
No, I came downstairs and went to bed.
Wait, was that
Not today.
When was that?
That was earlier this week.
Last week sometime?
No, it was like Monday or
Wednesday.
Tuesday.
No, it was like Wednesday or Thursday.
It was not.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it was.
Watching it at the same time, too.
It doesn't matter
when
it was.
Watched it.
I was watching it with Chad, but Chad, like, does his normal movie thing where, like, he falls asleep. Chad has to watch a movie, like, four times before he'll get all the way through
it. Dude, if I start a movie, I have to finish it.
Me, too.
I gotta do it, man.
I gotta power through.
Yeah.
Very rarely will I turn off a movie. I'm just like...
Yeah, only if it's a movie I've seen before. Like, I was trying to show Chelsea Pulp Fiction, but it was late. And she fell asleep, and I shut it off. But, I mean, I'd seen it before. If I hadn't, I would have watched the whole thing.
Did you at least get to the Gimp scene?
No, she didn't make it to the Gimp, because the Gimp's pretty far into the movie.
Hey, spoiler alert.
To the end.
Yeah, spoiler alert on a...
If you haven't seen
movie.
Pulp Fiction by now,
on a what?
Get the fuck
on
off.
Like
oh,
a 13-year-old movie.
There, I'm sorry.
Turn it off now. Never mind. And go watch it and come back.
Yeah.
I'm not going to edit myself
you.
On Pulp Fiction.
It is a classic. I just watched it again
but
for
anyway,
like 10
so
times.
What were your thoughts on Mud?
You know what? All the way, it had a pretty predictable ending, but then again, it's a McConaughey movie, so it's the closest thing to Nicholas Sparks without Nicholas Sparks. If you know what I'm talking about there.
Kind of. I don't think the ending was predictable to me. Like, I thought that... something more mysterious is going to happen with this character.
Yeah, I definitely had a feeling, especially in the first half of the movie, that there was a lot of, like, super, almost supernatural stuff going on.
Well,
spoilers!
Like, spooky.
This movie just came out. You guys are talking about it right now.
Okay.
It just came out.
So?
Okay.
We're not really saying anything yet.
I mean, Matt just spoiled
anyway,
the supernatural
aspect. It's a really good movie. You should check it out. I liked it a lot. Would you recommend it to
well,
people?
Without giving away anything, I give it a 2 thumbs up.
There we go.
Would you? Yeah. Okay.
Jesus.
So that was actually one of the movies I was going to recommend. Mud.
Yeah.
Good movie.
With 1D.
Yeah. With 1D.
Yeah. Not the women's clothing line.
But I mean the.
Don't give me that look.
I don't know the actors that played the boys in it, but they were perfect.
Yeah, they were good. It's hard to find. It's hard to find
Matt
good child actors.
McConaughey's having a reconnaissance.
Yeah.
I've been drinking way too much.
He's searching out his new career as a good actor.
A renaissance in his older years.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he remember for a while there he was in the romantic comedies, like mm-hmm. hit him hard. And,
He also tried his hand at being an action star when he did like Sahara.
Bit.
Well, those were kind of rom-coms too, but
yeah.
But it was more action. And
he was good in fucking, I can't think of that name, was Christian Bale. With the dragons.
Oh, dude. Rain of Fire.
Rain of Fire.
Dude,
that was a pretty good movie.
Dude, I love the fuck out of that movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
That movie stands out in my mind because that was
movie.
The first movie video game I ever bought for the GameCube. And it was actually good.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know they made a video game out of it.
Yep. It was good. Like,
it wasn't even like Smash Brothers Melee?
No. Well, I said
what
the
about,
Smash...
What about
I said
Luigi's
first
Mansion?
Movie that was made into a video game for the GameCube.
Oh, but you had GameCube games before that.
Yes.
Okay. You scared me.
Yeah, definitely check out Mud and Rain of Fire. That's a good one too.
I would go Rain of Fire first, and then
really
Mud.
Yeah, I like.
I'm not saying one's better than the other. I'm just saying I'd like to watch them in chronological order.
What?
Listen, that's just me. God. That's my nuance.
But yeah, it's really good movies. I don't like I said. I was gonna tell you that I don't know who the actors that played the two boys. They did a really good job, though.
Yeah, they're gonna have careers, like especially whoever played the main kid, one,
Ellis. Yeah. And then Michael Shannon's randomly in it, and he is a good addition, also.
Yeah, yeah. I remember I was sitting there watching. I was like, is that Michael? And he was good. Like, and what I liked about his part was like they didn't try to like make his part super important, but like the parts he did have, especially the little scene where
he carried the scenes that he was in.
Exactly.
That was good. Yeah.
He didn't detract from the movie.
All right.
Gary clearly wants to move on. He looks super antsy right now.
Just saying.
Whatever. Next waypoint, Captain.
All right. Next title is called White Horse. What do you guys think?
I think there's actually a movie called White Horse.
I'm sure there is.
I'm sure there is, but I feel like. I don't even know what the plot's going to be, but I feel like Dennis Quaid has to be in this movie, and he has to play just, like, some grizzled old, like, man who owns a ranch somewhere, and something really, like, shady, something along the lines of, like, Coen Brothers goes down.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Isn't White Horse like a dart move?
It is a dart move.
Trip 20, well, trip 19, trip 18, or any trip.
It's not so much a move as an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Okay, it's so not like a moving chest.
So it would basically be a dart fucking movie. Which, is there any?
No. Yeah, I'm sure there is. Mountaintop?
Oh, you ever? Oh my god, are you kidding me?
You haven't seen that commercial?
No. Mountaintop!
Oh, no, he's like...
Are you a professional dart player?
I don't know. Are these
real sponsors? Yeah, I've seen that. That's
all
a
right.
Good commercial.
Gary, you hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah, dart movie.
Three booze-drinking, dart-throwing friends try to keep their team and their friendship together despite the stark differences in their life paths.
Yes!
Stark differences.
I win!
So it was 1-1 there. Good job, guys. Alright, nice. Well, it's now we'll do a tiebreaker.
So I guess I won the first one.
Alright, nice. This third one, I didn't make a synopsis for it, but I wrote down who was going to star in it.
Alright.
It's called Starscream.
Starscream?
Yeah.
Well, clearly it's the spin-off standalone movie from Transformers where it's like something to do with Starscream to me.
All right. Gary?
Either that or it's a horror. Damn it, that's two answers. I can't do that.
That's kind of tough. Like, I don't know.
Can I recant my answer?
I'm
going to change my answer to it's a horror that happens in space.
Okay.
Screaming
that's good.
Star and Scream.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have to agree with Matt.
So you guys are going to say Matt. All right. Actually.
No. You can't do that because it's a tiebreaker. There's no green.
Oh, that's right. You guys have to. Yeah. One of you has to. You guys are both wrong. So you guys can start over if you want.
Shit.
All right. So what's your answer?
No. Say it again. And then whoever comes closest. That's like you said. We got
to
have a tiebreaker.
Well, I already
right?
know I'm wrong. So I have to come up with
but
a whole new
idea. But you're
both
wrong. So you guys come up with something new. Both of you.
Starscream.
I don't like getting into Kyle's head.
Yeah.
It's not a place
thinking...
I want to be.
Would you rather be in my head or Matt's head, though?
I feel like...
Gun to your head. which brain you diving in?
I feel like Matt's head is more, like, dangerous, but it's also more interesting.
It might be.
You're less interesting.
It's like you have to, like, face your fears when you get into Matt's head.
You're the least interesting person.
You're going skydiving. It's scary, but it's also exhilarating.
Yeah, Matt doesn't skydive, so. Anyway, so Starscream. Oh, fuck. I don't know. I give up. Just tell me who you want
to
start with.
No, you guys have to do it because you just talked about the tiebreaker. You guys are 1-1.
Fuck. It's kind of hard.
It is.
Starscream could be.
I'm not Michael Bay. I just can't write right. scripts on,
you know
on
what?
Demand.
I'm going to throw you guys a bone here. I'm going to tell you guys the three people that want to star in this movie.
All right.
Ryan Gosling, okay. Tom Hardy, and Michael Fassbender.
Man, we just want everyone that's super awesome these days. Well, clearly Michael Fassbender has to play the bad guy. He's got to be the antagonist. I feel like Tom Hardy and who else?
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling need to team up, but they need to have opposing differences. Maybe a buddy, a star-traveling buddy cop movie.
Okay.
Ooh.
Kind of like The Adventures of Pluto Nash, but way better.
I've never even seen that movie.
I'm still
and I don't
I'm
want
super
to.
Terrible.
I'm still going to go along the lines of horror movie.
Why? I just told you it was wrong.
I didn't know that was wrong. That aspect about it was wrong. So it's not a horror
you
movie.
You just said horror movie in space, and I just said wrong. How would you...
Maybe it was a horror movie on Earth. You didn't really tell me which thing was wrong.
Alright, you're really bad at this.
I don't care. I lose automatically. I forfeit.
Alright.
Yes.
You win, Matt.
Yes. Chalk it up, ladies and gentlemen.
But you didn't even have a synopsis. You said that.
I know. Well, actually, I had a thought in my head, but I like yours is good, the buddy cop. Gary,
oh, so
for not trying.
You were just waiting to hear the best fucking
answer. No,
and then
I
you were going
to
choose it.
Calm down.
Oh, no. I
calm
see what's
down,
going on
General
here.
Sourpuss. Alright? Calm it down.
It's Admiral
pump the brakes.
Sourpuss to you.
Gary, we don't want your we don't want your ulcers to get flared
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't need you puking blood.
Calm why down. Does everything I have like have flares?
Why does everything I have gout? So
well, gouts have flare.
Yeah.
Fucking ulcers have flares.
It makes me think it just makes me think they're shooting like
no,
little flares.
No, but basically when I was doing this entire list, like I wanted to include these three guys. Well, actually, the three people that...
I feel like you left some, like, chick actresses out, though.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about them. I feel there's an abundance of them, but I feel like male actors under 40, like, that are actually good, there's not very many of them.
It's true.
Like, we could probably name a lot of female actresses under 40 that are...
Well, yeah, because they really don't exist after, like, 28.
Well, it depends, you know.
I mean, you got
if they're just existing for their
your rare
looks
flowers.
And they don't have anything else to contribute, then yeah, they will.
I mean, you got your rare flowers,
right? But
bloom a little longer.
When I was going through this list, I wanted like Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Tom Hardy, Michael Fassbender in some type of capacity because I think those guys are the best actors.
They
on the
are.
40.
They are grade A right now.
Yeah.
Top shelf, if you may.
The synopsis I was thinking in my head, I didn't write it down, was that these three are space cadets in the future, and they're basically vying for a position to go off into space and explore space, and somehow they have to become friends later on with some type of evil coming or some type of danger that comes under Earth.
You're talking about Halo, aren't you?
Kind of, or I'm thinking like a moon type
Tom
movie
Hardy,
with
Master
also
Chief.
also a really good actor. I can't think of his fucking name right now.
Oh, I know exactly that. Yeah, I know.
He was played the goofy guy in Iron Man.
Yeah.
The other billionaire that developed weapons.
Yeah.
Also, what else was he in? Look that up for me, Gary. Just
no,
look
no.
up look up Moon.
Yeah, well, it's a good movie. You haven't seen it. It's kind of sad. But
I'm thinking like a, I don't know. I just think it'd be a really good movie. Like three of those guys, just like space cadets, like fucking
that'd be
competing.
That would just be a really expensive, like overhead heavy movie, though.
It doesn't have to be expensive. I don't think Moon was probably expensive. And
yeah, but Moon didn't have three of the best actors of our times. Like,
well, I thought you meant that like in terms of like the set and everything's going to.
No, I mean like in terms
Sam
of.
Sam Rockwell?
I mean,
Sam Rockwell, yes.
I mean in terms of like payroll.
I honestly don't think that they would really.
That'd probably be $70 million.
They seem like
payroll.
Very down to earth guys. Like they would probably be in on it if like you shouted out the other two names if you were approaching one of them. So yeah, that's all I got. Maybe we'll try this again in the future. I like it. I feel like a lot of good ideas came out of it.
I feel like you should take a movie synopsis
and
like
you guys try to guess it, or you guys make titles for it.
No, not so much to make titles, just like kind of like rework it with the same like pretty much like the same like plot, but just rework it into like a different setting, and then we'll try to guess what that movie is.
Oh, I think I know what you're doing. Like
kind of like let's say like Forrest Gump, but like in the near future. Where he has to like overcome, and he's like getting like the
what's his
the implants,
what's his disability in the future?
I don't know. Like he's got a fucking no.
He only has an IQ of like 150, and everyone else is like 200.
I wouldn't say mostly that, but
wait. So what are we talking about though?
I don't know.
I don't get your whole premise.
Just
though.
Like take a standard movie synopsis and put it in a different setting.
Is it a fake synopsis or is it one?
No, it's a
had?
Real synopsis.
Okay, so we're taking a movie that's already existed. Okay, and then we are doing what with it?
Putting it in
changing
a different
setting.
Oh, okay.
And then we have to guess what movie it is, the original movie.
Oh, I mean, that'd be fun, too. I'd be down for that, definitely. But you guys came up with some pretty fucking good ideas just off the spot, though. Like, off the cuff.
No,
like, No Shirt, No Shoes. Like, those are both pretty good movies.
I just feel like...
I would greenlight both of those movies.
I feel like one of them would be a tearjerker.
Well, yours or Gary's was a tearjerker about the cancer.
Yeah.
But yours wasn't really a comedy by any means, either.
It'd be dark.
Well, you said indie flick, and usually indie flicks tend to try to.
It would probably
cover
be the,
more serious
it'd probably be the
subject
Cane,
matter.
It'd probably be the Cane's Festival pick. I mean, just right off the bat, I'm thinking here.
Don't you feel like a lot of the indie movies, like, that's all you get fucking inundated with is, like, Cane's
Toronto.
Official selection.
Well, like
special selection.
They've got all those movies that go through there, and those are the ones that like rise to the top, apparently. So, obviously, those are the only ones that are going to get picked up for a major deal.
Yeah.
So, you said we had some pretty good ideas for movies or whatever, just from your made-up synopsis.
Yeah.
Matt the other day threw one on me.
All right, you're talking about what I'm thinking? Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you take the fucking floor, man. It was your fucking.
So, okay, here's
your
my
brainchild.
Idea. The other day, I was having this discussion with a gentleman named Phil, who knows quite a bit about Star Wars, a lot more than I can claim to know, and it got me thinking. So there's like millions of those, like the clone troopers, right?
Yeah.
And we already know that every species in the Star Wars canon to some degree, is force sensitive.
Yeah, that's they have claimed that, yes.
Okay. How is it that not one clone trooper showed up with force capabilities? I mean, just like,
well,
maybe they bred it out. I mean, you could say they genetically engineered it out of it, but I mean, really, it's the force. They're not going to be able to just be like, oh, we'll just genetically, because if they could genetically engineer it out, they would genetically engineer it in, because it would make them super powerful. That's just my reasoning behind it. So here I go. The idea is like one clone trooper, because remember, like normal individuals don't develop force capabilities, or at least start recognizing that they have it until about 4 to 5 years of age, right? Mm-hmm. Well, clone troopers are meant to physically develop super fast, like 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
So a clone trooper, right at the end of his like training, or maybe on his first mission, starts getting like inklings of like his force capability.
Okay.
And then it sets up from there. And then Gary and I got to talking, and we're like, he's witness to like Order 66, and he's one of the clone troopers because some event gave him the reasoning to believe that he is a Jedi, or he's not a Jedi. A Jedi is of a certain order, but he is force sensitive. So he decides not to kill one of the Jedis and is able to save them, and maybe they become their trainer or something, or I don't know. What it was Gary and I were thinking we could do a fan fiction, and then we started thinking maybe we would like to do maybe a 5-minute stop motion episode once a month or once every other month or something, and hopefully come up with a little series around that idea, around it, you know, like,
yeah,
work it in, because it would work well into the Star Wars canon, because I've never read anything. I've read about 30 different Star Wars books. I've never read anything close to that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of virgin territory as far as like literature that I've seen, but yeah. I'm sure someone else out there has had that idea.
Yeah, I want to respond in like two different parts. Okay, like I want to respond to your asking about the force sensitive and how clones have not been force sensitive. From what we were given from the movies, the clone was made from one person's DNA, mm-hmm. correct? Okay, so my whole thinking is whatever his force sensitivity was whatever type of clones that came from his DNA were just perpetuated. Like, if he has a force sensitivity that wasn't very high, mm-hmm. then his clones are not going to have a force sensitivity that's very high.
Yeah, but it's not genetic.
Yeah, I don't think
you don't think the force is a genetic thing?
Yeah, I don't think you can imply that it's genetic, because if it was genetic, then they would have figured out a way to put it, either give everyone, cause,
so what is the force why would to you then? Is it just something
if it was genetic, then in like they contrast, given, like Princess Leia would be able to use
it. It actually is
force.
Genetic though, because you gotta think, like, what's been the canon? All of Han Solo's kids are like super Jedi, right? They're very powerful in the force, and
yeah.
So obviously that's a genetically inherited trait.
Yeah, but so my whole thought to that though is that, so if they knew it was genetic, I mean they're building perfect clones.
They can't not be genetic though, because what is a whole fucking Star Wars movies about? It's about family.
Yeah.
It's about the lineage mm-hmm. of Anakin to Luke. And obviously,
but there's also examples in the books and in the TV shows and stuff of individuals who have never had anyone in their family.
True.
Force sensitive, and all of a sudden they're force sensitive.
Right.
So
I guess my whole thing is, you have to think that genetics has to at least play a part in it.
All right. Let's say there's a fuck up in the lab.
Well, it's just like being a football, like being an athlete, right?
A fucking Jedi fell into a vat of acid.
Exactly.
Just one leg.
Well,
because some fucking clone trooper forgot to put the gray back on.
Well, my whole thing is, like, obviously there's athletes that are super athletes, and they become and they go on to the NFL, and their parents like never got past fucking like high school level athletics, uh-huh. right?
Yeah.
But then you have the people that their dad's a triple jump star in the Olympics, their mom played professional basketball, and obviously he's an athlete. So obviously, yes, you have cases where, you know, this person became an athlete, but his parents didn't show the predisposition to. But then on the other hand, you have these other people that, like, you know, came together, made a child that were both very athletic, and that person was very athletic.
Yeah.
So obviously, you have to say that genetics can at least play a part at times.
We don't have to say that at all, because I mean,
it's
Star Wars took place in a galaxy a long time ago.
I know, but what I'm trying to tell you is that's what I'm trying to give you an example of. Like, obviously, Luke had force powers, probably because his dad has force powers. But that doesn't mean to say, like you said, someone is born with force sensitivity that their parents didn't have.
Here's how I'm gonna chalk it up to you: it skips a generation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could say that. What was it about intelligence? Like, if two incredibly intelligent people get together and have a child, that doesn't mean that their child's going to be intelligent.
Not.
Yeah. So
absolutely not.
You know, it's a roll of the die.
Yeah. I mean, it's just some a little. It's just but a little mental. It's my, a little bit of mental Play-Doh. Yeah,
that's my first. That was just my direct response to that. But my other response to it was like, I love this idea of just having the microcosm of the Star Wars universe and just like focusing that microscope on an individual or something that doesn't get talked about a lot, like you just said, like a clone that he's talking about. And I think that's kind of what they were doing in the Clone Wars
series. We could definitely do Sergeant Rex or something like that. He was like the lead clone trooper. And when Order 66 was passed down.
Yeah, he was Obi-Wan's man.
He took Ahsoka and fucking ran away with her to hide her because she was like a Jedi and he didn't want her to get killed.
Yes. And
so it could very well.
I love this idea.
We could like tie it into it being Sergeant
Rex. He has
Rex.
A baby with Soka?
Because I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's just like my love of like history and I like hearing about like oral history about just a random person from the war and his side of the story and like what he experienced and everything like that. Like, I just love this whole, like, fact that you're just focusing your microscope
We're not going to write, like, a stormtrooper version of All Along the Western Front. Like,
no, but I mean, I just like how the fact that, like, you're focusing that microscope on an individual that doesn't get a lot of attention.
I just thought
like,
it'd
you're
be
following
interesting.
That person, like, and just, that would be awesome. Like, I was actually just thinking about this in the car today about, like, the color of lightsabers, right? And the color of lightsabers is determined by the crystal you actually place in your lightsaber. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was just thinking about, fuck, someone could write a story about somebody just making lightsaber, they have to make their own lightsaber.
Yeah, they have to make
their own. We can make a whole fucking show about just the Jedi Academy, how it goes through, like, it'd be great, so I'm totally on board with
this. They had a game about that.
Yeah.
It was called The Jedi Academy.
And then I read, they're basically like adult teen books or whatever. About Obi-Wan, like, being in the academy and, like, getting picked by Qui-Gon and stuff like that. And those were fucking awesome. It was just, like, a singular story about his journey up to the, you know.
Well, I mean, we're supposed to be getting movies about that, like, spinoff movies. I mean, we have episode 7, 8, and 9 coming out. But in between each one of those episodes is going to be, like, an origin story. Not so much origin story, but, like, a main focus on one character. And they're saying, like, the first movie like that is going to be about Yoda.
Yeah.
So, hopefully we'll...
That's either going to set up or destroy
I don't know, man. I just... Why do I not care about Yoda?
Honestly, I don't know why you don't care about Yoda.
I really
don't want to... I think the best part about Yoda is that he's such a mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I just don't care. Like, I just... That's why I just...
What
don't
I
want to
see...
They don't have to reveal everything about Yoda.
Well,
they don't
gonna
have
do
to
do a movie about him. They're going to try to reveal a lot of shit about him.
Dude,
well,
it's hard
it could,
to make a movie
just,
that covers 900 years. I'm just
it
saying.
It could just follow Yoda, like, going up in the ranks and, you know, becoming a Jedi Master. They don't have to technically fucking say where he comes from. And
I'm just not in.
I'm more out than I'm in on that one.
Yeah. Like, I'd rather see... Even though... I don't know.
Disney?
Like, I don't hate...
Are you listening?
I don't hate Boba Fett as much as these guys.
I don't hate him. I just don't think he's that great of a character.
But I would much rather see a backstory of Boba Fett than I would rather see Yoda.
If I had to pick, I would choose Boba Fett
also. Because he's just more interesting. You can find a person that can actually play him.
Matt, you're not allowed to pick Boba Fett, by the way. You've already trashed him enough on this podcast.
That's right. Okay. Okay.
You choose somebody else.
All right.
Not Boba.
But like right now?
Right now.
Okay, Grand Moff Tarkin.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be a good one, too. I would enjoy that.
I mean, you can do pretty much any, like, staple of Star Wars. Like, that's any known name.
I just don't
name.
Feel that, like, George... I mean, I don't know. Maybe that wasn't his intention with the whole thing.
I think his intention was to make billions and billions of dollars.
Probably not.
The man has
mean,
succeeded.
He's not mad about it.
We know he made at least $14.7 billion.
Yeah. I just think that there's a lot of things that people can do on a like a microcosm level with that movie. So
true that, true that.
All right, well, you guys want to switch gears a little bit, or you guys want to?
Well, while we're on Star Wars, I'll give you.
Oh boy, while we're on Star Wars,
Star Wars
trivia.
Yes,
Star Wars trivia.
All right, here we go. Here's
are we
going
to keep it to one?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's always been
we're
going
to keep it to one. All right, go.
Yeah. All right. There's been 6 Star Wars movies.
Yes.
Give me the 2 characters that have appeared in every single Star Wars movie.
I already know.
Is this post-production or pre-production?
This is post-production.
So, like, after they were all completed?
Well, that's what post-production means, so yes. Kyle says you already know. I want to hear...
All right, Kyle, go ahead.
I want to hear Matt. He says you already know, so give me your answers. Yeah?
Like, does cameos count?
Everything. If they appeared in the movie, they appeared in the movie.
Jabba?
I think there's 3, isn't there? I'm thinking of 3 now.
Hold off on that.
Alright. Well, my first 2 were C-3PO and R2-D2.
So, one of them has to be Anakin.
And Anakin was my third one.
Well, I mean...
Anakin is in all three.
Anakin has to be...
He is in all 3.
Yeah.
Technically.
Don't get technically.
No, he is.
No, technically. Technically, he's in all 3 of them. But in the last 3, he's pretty much...
Darth
in the last Darth 3, Vader. He's wearing a different costume.
But, yes, my first thing was R2-D2 and C-3PO are both... Are they both in all of them.
That's correct.
So that's
3. Anakin, technically... He is as a person, but he was never really referred to as Anakin in The New Hope.
Referred to in the
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
And
it's iffy. I don't know.
In Return of the Jedi.
If you have any qualms about that, just...
They talk about Anakin. I don't know.
You should probably just email us if you really are adamant about
it. Yeah, if you get fired up about this, please hit us up at spitballsoffired.com.
It's pretty simple.
Or at gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Also.
Yes, if you want to email us.
Or you can
gmail.com.
Hit us on the...
Or just write on the website.
The twatter and the fast
the twatter.
And the fast book.
Do we have a twatter?
Yeah.
Do we? Did we create one?
Yes, we do. We just don't check it ever.
Oh, shit.
So probably don't hit us
there. A lot of
crazy
stuff going on. Or not at all.
No, we've had it since the beginning.
Well, how about this? Since we're on this topic.
So what were your answers, though? What were your answers?
No, it was R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Okay.
So since Kyle is pretty much like the host, and I do all the you know, editing, whatever, I think Matt should be in charge of social media.
Yes,
you totally should. You put the least social guy in charge of social media.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too. I'm like, I love it.
It's called adapting, Matt. You got to do it sometime.
Well, you know what? The apocalypse isn't here, so
you need to do some heavy lifting besides...
I'm not a Marine.
You need to do something besides...
I need to adapt and
besides
survive.
Either show up late or just wake up a half hour before the podcast. Come down here, talk. You might get pissed off and walk away sometimes.
You know what I am?
You gotta
I
do
feel
more
like
than
I'm
that.
Cannon fodder when I come down here. Yeah. That's what fodder. I feel like.
You might as well be.
You're filler.
Well, this is filler to Matt.
I'm the Dark Knight. I'm the Dark Knight that can take it.
This is just filler for Matt's life right now.
I'm the Dark Knight. I can take it. Because I can.
Because I can.
What the fuck was that?
I have no idea.
Okay, so I think a dead body's been dropped off here.
Holy shit, that was loud.
That was ridiculous.
Does he want us to stop?
No.
Alright. What do you guys want to transition to? Do you guys want to go to candy or music?
I'm gonna go... I have a sweet tooth right now, so...
Alright, as long as this isn't going to turn into a playoff system for candy.
You know what?
I mean, we already know who's going
to
win.
I'm just so vehemently against that.
Jolly Ranchers would win.
Vehemently?
Vehemently.
Vehemently, you mean?
Whatever.
Vehemently. I love it. I love it. Okay. But no, but you know what? We're trying to put stuff out there. You know?
Jerry, I'm putting out gold. Okay? Gold, Jerry.
Let's go.
Hate me for fucking trying to do stuff, Matt. Fuck.
I just hate you for being you.
Whatever. Chelsea told me a little story that I will tell you after the podcast.
Moving on.
That made her go,
aww.
Matt's voice, no less.
That?
Apparently it's a secondhand account, so...
No, it's a first-hand account.
I don't know how reliable it is.
I don't think it could have really gotten muddled too much.
Moving on.
Okay, candy you ate as a kid or favorite Halloween candy?
Definitely not circus peanuts.
Okay, thanks okay. for giving us a non-answer.
Definitely the Reese's peanut butter cups, but the little ones that are like vitamins.
The minis.
Yeah, the vitamins.
Hell yeah, dude.
And
they're called Reese's Pieces, goddamn it!
No, you dumbass.
No, those are like
Reese's
the M&Ms.
Cup minis.
Those
oh,
are like the M&Ms.
Reese's Cup minis.
You dumbass. Anyways, sorry. And the pixie sticks that come in paper wrapping.
Those are good.
Been pink.
Yes.
Okay, just check it. Sorry. So
and the schnozberries still taste like schnozberries.
Mine are bottle tops. Do you remember bottle tops?
Oh, yeah.
Bottle tops, hell yeah.
Dude, I don't see those at all anymore.
No, they
probably have an illegal chemical.
You know the Cheapo bags that you get like two for a dollar?
Yeah.
Or 59 cents each?
Yeah.
That's the only time
I
ever see them.
I love those, man. The
Smarties.
Cherry Coke flavor, the root beer flavor. Oh, my God.
Fuck yeah.
Smarties,
and then
too.
I would go
Smarties.
Kit Kats or Warheads or Airheads.
I was definitely, yeah, Warheads, Airheads.
We had
just
a vending...
makes me think of Ballpark for some reason.
You mean Big League Chew?
Yeah, that too.
Oh, Big
then, like,
League
getting
Chew.
Kids addicted to Chaw. Chaw, what is it? It's bubble gum, but they make it look like
they
Chaw.
They shred it like Chew.
They shred it into, like, a package, like, natural, like, tobacco.
Yeah, exactly.
But they also
like
have the fucking
Chew.
Cans.
Oh, yeah.
Shredded jerky.
Oh,
well,
yeah. Those
you remember,
are good, though.
You remember the foot, like, you remember the bubble gum that came, like, the tape? It came
yeah.
out, but it looked like a fucking chew can.
I think it was, like, bubble, what?
Fruit Bubblicious.
Tape?
Yeah.
Bubble tape or
Bubblicious
something like that?
Yeah. Tape, yeah. Bubblicious tape, yep.
I mean,
dude, I remember taking apart the apparatus that, like, pulled up.
And then just taking a big chunk
out of it.
The whole
fucking thing in my mouth.
Who, can I do this? I bet your parents loved that.
Well, like, because it was like, I don't know.
What is
it'd be,
bubblegum
it'd be
flavor?
Wrapped up like, dude,
it's
I
just
don't
such
know.
A, like, it's such a distinct taste.
It's its own flavor, man.
No one ever goes, man, this has got a real bubblegum flavor to it.
I just remember all the powdered sugar gum. That would be on that bubble thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah that's so it doesn't insane. Stick. So it doesn't, well, it's like, actually, it's more like a flour, because that way
yeah,
it didn't stick
I would
to itself.
It's like a sugar flour, yeah. It's
yeah.
Just, it's intense.
I bet that shortened our lifespan a couple of years.
Probably.
Acid absorbe or I don't know, something crazy.
Ascorbic acid.
Aspartame.
I hope so.
Aspartame.
Aspartame.
Yeah. Oh my God. All right, you guys want to move to musicians?
No, I mean, do you want our opinions on our childhood candies or
I thought you already
all
right,
is this
ahead.
All about you, Kyle? Jesus fucking
you
Christ.
Just named, oh, I'm sorry. I know Matt named some things already.
No, I grew up
you guys
and
a little butthurt right now.
I grew up and I'm still like a huge fan
this
of just like
sensitive bitch today.
Just regular original Jolly Ranchers, man.
Okay, that's
minus...
why I didn't ask you apparently.
Are you fucking kidding me? Jolly Rancher is the best fruit flavored candy of all time.
Yeah, I kind of gotta agree with that. Either that or Gusher.
Yeah, but what did
well,
you just say to me? You said
I would
plant?
Throw.
Like, what the
I said the original flavors.
What is that?
Apple,
oh,
cherry,
I meant original flavor like
grape.
That?
No,
okay, watermelon.
It's like
not...
an old timey.
Watermelon,
it's
and
like
then
old timey kind of a brown.
And then that redhead stepchild blue raspberry that nobody fucking likes.
I like
why?
Blue raspberry.
Because you fucking chew on one and your mouth is fucking blue for the next fucking
like you sucked up.
I guess
smirk,
like an
man.
Hour or
sorry.
So, but yeah, fuck that. Fuck blue raspberry. Fuck blue raspberry. Everything. Unless wow. unless it's a firecracker popsicle. And that shit's good.
So what is your, what are you, how do you weigh in on Fruit by the Foot and Gushers?
Dude, Fruit by the Foot's pretty good.
Or what was the, what was that candy you like rolled out and you could peel apart and like make things with?
Oh, that's,
do you know what I'm fucking talking about?
Make things
roll
with?
Fruit roll-ups?
Yeah, that's fruit roll-ups, dude. They were like cut out the crazy
oh,
fucking
oh, yeah.
And shit.
You didn't, you couldn't, it's not fucking Legos. You,
well, my favorite one was like,
make
they're like,
shit
you
out
can
of
make
it.
Candy pizza. And you just like, it's just crack. That's all it is. It's just straight crack. All
right, so Jolly Ranchers, what else you got?
Starburst. Starbursts are the fucking juiciest candy on earth.
They're good,
and
dude.
Skittles.
I like
Skittles.
Dude, remember Skittles gum?
Yeah.
No,
oh
I don't remember
God,
Skittles
dude,
gum.
Skittles, they might still have Skittles gum. It was amazing.
And something to know, M&M's. Fuck all M&M's besides the crispy M&M's, the crispy cores, or whatever they were called. I forgot what they were called, but
no,
it had like the...
Crispy,
dude.
They're just called crispy M&M's.
Are they?
A man after my own heart.
Those were good.
They were so good, dude.
And then they came out
because they reminded me of Kit Kats almost.
Yeah, yeah. It had that
like Kit Kats.
Yeah.
And now they have the pretzel ones.
Fuck the pretzel ones.
They came in the blue bag. No, the crispy came in the blue bag.
Yeah.
And I remember I bought a pillow of them.
A pillow.
At fucking Sam's Club.
How do you... Wait, what?
Remember, you know Sam's Club?
Yes, I'm aware of the place.
Okay. Well, you know how you buy everything in bulk there, right?
Yep.
Well, fucking M&M's, they had crispy M&M's, and fucking they had, like, literally, it was like a pillow. Like,
so
that's
like,
how big the package was.
Talking like 15 pounds?
Yeah, dude, it was awesome. It was like
Jesus
fucking dog
Christ.
Food. I'm just like...
Dog.
Heaving it over my shoulder.
Ooh, how about this? I got a question for you guys on the topic of candy.
A bucket of gum.
What's your favorite?
Like, you know, you get like a bucket of nails. It's like a bucket of gum. It's amazing.
What's your guys' favorite licorice?
None. Licorice is the devil's asshole.
Really?
Hey, dude, I'm not a big fan of licorice. My dad loves the black licorice.
Black licorice is real.
Pretty
good.
Pretty sure your dad's a Navy SEAL too.
He likes it a lot. Well, that's why I got him the fucking Jägermeister for his birthday, because it's like a black licorice.
Kind of. It's close, but it's not really black licorice at all.
He likes it, but I don't know, dude. I'm not a big licorice guy. Strawberry. Twizzlers had like a strawberry.
They have the strawberry pollen peels. No.
Red Vines can go fuck themselves.
Are you
fuck,
dude? That is the best licorice.
Well,
ever.
I'm not a licorice guy, so you're.
I guess
you're super into invested.
Like Red Vines. I can sit there and eat like an entire package.
You do the whole like. Is Red Vines the one where you could put like a straw? Use it as a straw.
Yeah, you just bite off the two ends.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got you, bro.
That's a weak ass straw, though.
It's a tasty straw, I bet though.
They make these straws that you can get. They're like cookies, but.
Yeah,
they line the inside with chocolate, and they're real big, like they're meant to be used as straws, and you suck milk or whatever through them, and you get a chocolate flavor.
Sounds legit, dude.
And then you get to eat
and then
your
you
fucking
eat
straw.
Sounds fucking legit. Alright, you guys all candied out?
Yeah, I feel like a sugar high.
Hey, I just want to say, fuck Boston Baked Beans. That is not a candy.
What? Well, I don't even know what that is.
Boston Baked Beans?
I have
it's the little fucking red bean-looking candies with like they're like textured. You guys don't know what Boston Baked Beans are?
No,
they're
did you
horrible.
Get
do you remember those fucking Harry Potter beans and they have all the different flavors?
Yes.
Yeah, they were called.
They're called Harry Potter.
Yeah, they were called Harry Potter jelly beans, and like they'd have like grass and
earwax and
stupid ones. Yeah,
black pepper.
Yeah.
Ugh. I've gotten tricked on those
dirt
so many
ones.
Times.
Even
yeah, they had dirt.
So weird.
It's crazy
how
people
loved Harry Potter. Like, I'll eat a dirt jelly bean because it's got Harry Potter on it.
It's crazy how we can, like, come up with a grass-flavored candy. And it tastes just like fucking grass.
It's crazy. As a man who's eating grass, I concur.
Chemicals, man.
Chemicals. All right, what's next?
All right. So we talked a little bit. Well, we went actually into pretty good depth about three foods or three types of foods that you'd eat for the rest of your life, okay?
Yep.
So that got me thinking, like, are there three musicians or bands that you could listen to the rest of your life?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. Bob Seger right off the top.
All right, so if you guys got three queued up, let me know.
I'm going to go with Bob Seger. And then I'm going to go with Foo Fighters. And then to round it out, I gotta pick someone with a crazy huge anthology. I gotta get some hip hop though.
If you want hip hop.
Yeah, I don't know if I could listen to hip hop for the rest of my life. Maybe shit. Seeger, Foo Fighters. Like saying it again is gonna help me come up with a third. As if.
And
maybe Red Hot.
Littering and
Red Hot Chili Peppers
or Incubus, it's like a toss-up.
Both great choices.
I would have to say definitely Incubus. Man, Red Hot's pretty good too. Fuck. This just got a lot harder. Obviously, fucking, I would say a tie would be Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd. Like, I could listen to them forever. And they both have, like, fucking an ungodly amount of infinite tracks and shit.
Yes.
Like, you could fucking, it would probably take you an entire day to listen through all their shit.
Probably.
And, for a third choice, I feel like I should throw some rock in there. Definitely Metallica.
Oh, you mean like metal?
Oh, rock.
I don't feel like Metallica is metal.
Why is Led Zeppelin not rock?
Oh, good point.
Well, they are, I guess.
I was just confused by your...
Levy?
There's no rock. There is a rock. You already had Zeppelin.
I mean, in that same vein, you could say Incubus as well.
Yeah.
What?
I just think Metallica.
What's
is
the
metal.
One artist you would, if forced to listen to nonstop, would make you commit suicide the first, like the fastest?
The fastest?
I'm gonna go with Kesha.
Dude, it's gotta be like, yeah, like Miley Cyrus or something.
No, Miley Cyrus is actually.
I would go rap
songs.
Like, if rap. I had to listen to the fucking T.I. or fucking...
T.I. is, like, good, though.
That's debatable.
If I had to listen to...
Debatable.
If I had to go with, like, hip-hop...
I don't know, fucking new country music.
If I had to listen to, like, Chingy, I'd probably just go ahead and off myself.
I don't know. My three are Led Zeppelin, Incubus, and Red Hots. And, I mean, that's why we're friends, because we pretty much picked the same type of deal.
Yep.
If I had to substitute a rap person in there, it'd definitely be Eminem. I could listen to Eminem for a while.
That's true.
So now, what's the one artist that could make you commit suicide the fastest?
I said, like, Miley Cyrus.
Sarah
or, like,
Black, Friday.
Yeah, that one definitely could just put it. I'll eat a bullet for that one real fast. Just a lot of the new country gets me fucking just... It's all the same shit.
Yeah, it's real terrible.
It's all the same. I mean, Johnny Cash in there, but...
All right, all right,
so we got...
Our producer is giving us the fucking symbol right now.
Yeah, wrap it up. How much time do we got left, Gare?
Not enough
time for a new topic.
The more we talk about
just
it, the less time we have.
Us just shooting the shit while we exit out of this.
Pretty much.
I do want to say real quick, if you haven't seen it, go to Red Band Trailers and check out the trailer for the upcoming Old Boy remake.
It looks
absolutely fantastic. I'm not kidding about this. I'm really excited about it. So
you haven't even seen the movie yet, Kyle.
I know, but I watched the original, and I don't know how it's going to top it, honestly.
Did you watch the entire trilogy?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, there's an entire trilogy. So.
But they're not, like, related, like, super intertwined, right? That's just, they just consider that, like, his movie trilogy.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of like Christopher Nolan's trilogy.
All right, boys. This is about bingo time.
Not the Batman
trilogy.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
We're going to have to turn back quick. Like, thank you again for hitting up the podcast. We also have metadata now, so we can see that we have people in Ghana, Canada,
India,
that are downloading our podcast.
International
flavor, apparently. and we did jump 20,000 spots on the download list for Podomatic, so we'd like to thank everyone that's been listening.
Thank you, guys.
Also,
we'd like
to give another shout-out to Andrew. He's one of our most dedicated listeners. We will be talking about Prometheus
Prominent
next week.
Boba Fett hater.
Because Gary has not seen it.
No,
so,
Kyle
has not seen
it. I have not seen it.
I've seen it like three times.
You know what? I have to see Prometheus, and you have to see the people that are George Lucas. Deal?
Before next Saturday.
Deal.
So hit us up on our Facebook page or our webpage, excuse me, spitballsfire.com. Spaceballs.
It sounds like a pretty good website too, though.
Yeah, it probably is. Anyways, thanks again for listening. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Spitballs
Be safe.
Fire!
Take care and
enjoy.
Peace out, really?